Blog Talk Radio.
Song. What's up, my fam? You turn into the warm-up show with your main man, DJ Randy Peter.
Shoot.
Here we go.
Not the whole song, just the Shining, why you so mad? Just came home, Giuliani back, straight out of church, and I don't need no strap. My girl, the cop, the devil on my back, calling on God, that Bible is my strap. Just came home, Giuliani back, straight out of church, and I don't need no strap. My girl, the cop, the devil on my back, I'm calling on God, that Bible is my strap. I'm here to bring the peace, amazing grace is the beat, God keep it so complete, I rise like me. Pop like fried chicken and grease. I'm from the east, so you gotta peep. You gotta peep what I'm saying. God is doing new things. He can change the winter. He can change the spring. I let these scriptures inside me ring like a bell. I move it real well. Put the Bible on the scale. It ain't hard to tell that I can keep it real. It ain't hard to tell that I can keep it real. God break me and take me out of this world. Walking faith, never by sight. Sight burns is real heavy. Gotta make them light, light. Walking through the darkness, gotta bring the light. Walking on that splendor, walking on that faith. Hey, I got on this light, light. You can see it on this face. Hey, that grace, yeah, man, you see it. You want it, grace, yeah, man, you see it. You want it. Walking on that splendor, walking on that faith. Hey, I got on this light, light. You can see it on this face. Hey, that grace, yeah, man, you see it. You want it, grace, yeah, man, you see it. You want it, grace.
Welcome everybody to a brand new worship show called the Uplifting Worship Radio Show, hosted by DJ Sean and my good friend, tag team partner, Robin Lynn Maven, Buzz Live Radio. I am streaming out of Seattle, Washington. Welcome, Miss Robin Lynn Maven. How are you?
Hi.
Tonight.
How are you? I am doing wonderful tonight. I'm wonderful. Just ready to worship tonight. I'm really excited about tonight's show. Thank
you. Man, you know what? I couldn't wait until this day got here because, as you know, that I know, the devil has been trying us all month long, and January is almost out of here. Ain't that something?
Yeah. Yep, this year's almost done now. Wow.
And, you know, as I know, yesterday was a long, dreadful day, and the devil was really working, trying to succeed and take over. Yeah. But we have backup tonight. We have backup tonight. And I'm getting ready to get her on here right now. Hold on a second, Robin. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
People out of the world.
Is that her? Pastor?
Hello?
There she
yes,
is.
How you doing?
We're doing fine. Hold on a second, okay?
Sure.
And we got our other guest on tonight, Mrs. Bleacher. Am I saying that right? Because I'm horrible with names. I'm sorry.
Von, it's Lady Von Till Belcher.
Okay, there you go. Lady Von Shiel Belcher. Welcome to the show tonight. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So, Dr. Pastor Sandra Jefferson, can you lead us, before we get this program started, can you lead us in prayer?
Sure. Father God, we do thank you for your love and your kindness, your tender mercy. We thank you for being God and God all by yourself. We adore you, God. We worship you. We bless your name because we know you're worthy of it. You're omnipresent, God. You're all-knowing and all-seeing, God. I'm so glad for this day because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I pray, God, Lord, for every person that would tune in, Father God, Lord, that there will be something said, something played of worship or of music that will encourage their hearts and lift up their heads if they bow down, God. And then, Lord, increase their belief, increase their strength, God. Give the woman of God, Lord, the words, Lord, to articulate to your people, God, Lord, so that they will be able to understand, God, but your spirit, but you love them in spite of all that they face or going through, God. And I pray, God, Lord, that you would continue to bless the broadcast, bless Brother Sean, God, and even, Lord, Rob Lynn, God, Minister Rob Lynn. You know them all one by one and name by name. And then, God, Lord, change their view of who you are and give them a broader perspective of your love and your mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name, God, bind up every hand that would try to sabotage. Send it back to the pit of hell. Every tongue, every python spirit, every demonic force that would try to sabotage the broadcast. Let, God, everything come clear, God, Lord, and open up the airwaves, God, Lord, and open up the minds and the ears of your people. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, oh God, you be glorified. Let that devil and his host be horrified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, Dr. Pastor Sandra Jefferson, again, I want to thank you for for being a part of the show. Robin, go ahead and take over a minute.
Okay. All right, everyone.
He's going to be all right. You know, we thank God for you. We thank God, Lord, in spite of our condition and in spite of your condition, God still has a way of using you to his glory. And your condition, well, it's only temporal. It will never dictate your position. Just always remember that. It will never dictate your position with God and with others. So right now, because you're going through, this is a good thing. This is a good way to let God use you, even in this type of setting that is going to encourage you just as well as encourage others. My daughter, I've just shared this right fast. My daughter was talking today. She said she saw a lady in a wheelchair, and the lady was in the wheelchair, and they wonder how she's going to take care of a baby, and she can't have a child. Well, she had a child. She took care of her child, even in that condition. And a lot of times people think you can't do something, and that's not God. God said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And God is causing you to do great things and great exploits, even in your condition. And don't you think that he's not going to raise you up. That's what uplifting is. You know, expressing that reverence. And then also being lifted up by, if your head is bowed down, we want to help you lift it up so that you would stand and know that you have the victory, that you are victorious and not a victim. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
We have a...
It's all right to cry. That's just, it's all right. It may be me next time. It's all right. It's all right to drop some tears. It's all right to be vulnerable and be humble and watch God bow to every tear. He promised. He made a promise in his word that he will. So I want you to be encouraged, young man. Just be encouraged that you're doing a good work, and God ain't unrighteous to forget your labor of love. Look, you got us on the line. God did that. Mm-hmm. God did that. God did that for you to show you that he loves you. So I just want you to be encouraged, and I'm telling you, and you ain't seen nothing yet what God getting ready to do. That's how awesome he is.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, well, yeah. We have a special guest artist, Miss Lady Von Sell. I want to say thank you for being a part of the show tonight. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being with us tonight. You want to tell listeners a little bit about you?
I will first like to say thank you so much for inviting me to come to this awesome platform. I am Lady Von Sell Belcher. I am hailing from the Atlanta, Georgia area at this time, a native of Alabama, a preacher's kid, one of 14 children. I am a gospel artist, radio personality, songwriter, label owner, and on and on and on. But my greatest passion is what God has called me to do is to sing his praise and also given me the assignment to support independent artists.
Amen.
All right. Robin, you want to start with the questions, and I'll follow you.
So I heard you say you support the artists. So what led you to working with artists?
Well, being an independent artist myself and seeing the struggle and seeing the pushback, the rejection, the non-support, and most of all the fact that we don't have, I call it deep pockets. By faith we do, but the money is to do what we need to do. So I'm like, if every independent artist, and it's so many of us, if we would just do one thing to support each other, if it's nothing but a like or a share, but God just gave me the passion, and I started supporting independent artists on radio. And that's what I do. I think I do that more, and I know I do because I just dropped a new project, and some of my team told me, you need to do something to push your music. You're spending a lot of time doing other stuff, but I get caught up into my passion of supporting independent artists. It's just a passion that God gave me to do that.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you for all you do. What are some of the things that you do to keep yourself inspired?
Well, first thing I do to keep myself inspired is the word, going to my church, as well as listening to other enriched words of God, to keep me, keep my faith and keep me motivated and to, keep me going. And I think the greatest thing that keep me going, I know if any of us that has been doing anything for any length of time probably have thrown in the towel several times. I tell them as I minister sometimes when I'm singing, I've thrown in the towel many times, but I had to go back and get it, because when it's the call of God on your life, you just can't throw it in and don't forget about it. So you throw it in, put it this way.
Yeah, that wasn't your child to throw in anyway.
Exactly.
It don't belong to us.
Yeah, and the motivation and the encouragement of others also keep me going. But the biggest thing is I'm just a self-motivator. Once I set in my mind that this is what I'm going to do, I go for it.
Okay. Great.
Go ahead, Robin.
I was just going to ask if Pastor Sandra wanted to ask any questions.
This question is very, very tricky because I'm one also out there with music and the ministry and preaching. And what are some of your greatest oppositions?
Some of my greatest opposition in the music industry right now is being a solo artist. It's with the pandemic, it's coming around a little bit more. If you sing to track, that's becoming a little bit more popular. But being a female artist is just challenging. That's if you are a female artist with integrity, love for God, and really walking the Christian walk. It gets challenging. The biggest challenge, like I say, for independent artists and for all of the independent artists that don't have it like that, is the finance to support what we do. Even with what I do now on several radio stations supporting independent artists, it's hard to get that financial support to keep it going, even from the people that you are supporting. I don't know if you find it, but one of my biggest challenges in supporting independent artists is a lot of them don't support themselves. You can post, you can share, you can play their music. They don't come back and say thank you. They won't even like. They won't like. They won't share. That's my biggest challenge. I mean, I'm pouring out my heart and I'm trying to help you. But then it's not reciprocal. But as an artist, being a female artist and the rejection sometimes that you get, and as you grow even more seasoned or get older, I might say, you find it a greater challenge. But my saying is this: if you know without a shadow of a doubt that God has called you to do something, you just stay prayed up. See, it's not how often I minister, but it's the effectiveness of my ministry when I do minister. So if I'm not prayed up, if I'm not in the Word, and I don't have my mind in the right frame of mind, then when the opportunity does present itself, you're not effective. You might be effective in the flesh, but my goal is souls, and I want to be effective in the spirit. And another clincher for me is you spend a lot of time supporting others, and we all know that we can't expect our blessings to come from who we bless. But I feel like if everybody that I support, I just talk about me, would just do one thing per year, or just mention my name one time per year when something comes up. But what we have to do is to have that drive of God within us, and knowing that I'm doing what I'm doing not for accolades, not for popularity, not for my name to be called, but I'm doing it as unto God. And if I'm doing it unto God, I will reap whatever God has for me. Because if it's not what God has for me, I really don't want it anyway. It's not a God thing. So that's one of the challenges. And the biggest challenge, like I say, is the finance, just to keep going and to keep moving.
Well, I found that I'm going to say this to you. When it's God's will, it's God's bill. I know that's a cliche for some people, but it's the truth. When it's his will, it's his bill. And I want to add to that what you said. Yes, being a female artist, being helping other people and not getting that in return from them or thank you, now it's time to invest in you. And I say it quite often without hesitation, is that because once you've done it so long for other people, God said, now it's your season. It's your season to be blessed. It's your season for me to do a turnaround for you. And it's your turn and it's your time. And it doesn't go about how old we get in the ministry or doing what we do. It's about the effectiveness and the timing of God. And
right.
That's what I want to say to you. I don't know you personally, but in my spirit, man, I know you. Paul said, know no man after the flesh, but know him after the spirit. Just by hearing what you're saying, I understand. Been there, done that, understand it. But I've learned some things from the Word of God, and the Word of God does not return back void. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, Psalms 1, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, nor standeth in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and do he meditate on it day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I mean planted. Ain't nobody can pull you up out, pluck you up out when you're planted. And then he said, and whatsoever he do shall prosper in due season. Let me just minister to myself and you. In due season. This is the due season. Be not weary in doing well. You shall reap. That's a promise from God. If you faint not. Just hold on. Just hold on. That don't give up. Just hold on. Start investing in you. Start doing it for you. God know you're helping others, but now it's your turn. Now it's your time. And when God get ready to put you out there, blast you out there, make your name great, fame, whatever you want to call it, he already know you ain't going to be like the 10 and only one came back and told him thank you. That's what I want to say to you. And I'm saying it even to all of those that are listening, that a female, I have a song called Hurt No More, because God's called you. He's called you to go forth and proclaim. Proclaim means preach. Tell his word. Tell his ministry. Tell of his love. Tell of his goodness. Tell of his kindness. Tell of his wrath. Tell of his instruction. Instructions, tell of his strength, tell of his goodness. So you don't have to hurt anymore. He will provide, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God that provides everything from spiritual to emotional, also to financial. He ain't short of nothing. He ain't slack of nothing, as men call slackness. I just wanted to encourage you. I'm telling you. You pricked me when you said what you said. Sometimes my friends will say to me, they say, Pastor, I know, I just poked at you. I said, yeah, when you poke at me, you stir me up. You stir me up when you poke at me. I promise you. Just poke at me one time. I'm telling you.
Right.
I'm gonna come in there running with some encouraging so that you would have this confidence. That he that begun a good work in you shall perform it till the day of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we have to move forward knowing that all of our needs are met in abundance. All of them.
Oh, yes. Oh, I say it's his will, it's his bill, it's his bill. God, this bill is yours too. Thank you, Father. Thank you for taking care of it. Thank you.
All right,
thank you, God.
I want to welcome DJ Debo to the show. What's going on, DJ Debo? How you doing tonight? Fighting with the mute button
as usual. Yeah. I'm doing well. How's everyone doing tonight?
God bless you.
Hi,
excellent.
Debo.
I do have another gift. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Debo. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Debo. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, brother.
No, go ahead.
I was just say I was just listening, getting that good word.
I need
it right about now.
Yeah, that's
amen.
That's what I was saying earlier in the beginning of the show, that I couldn't wait for this day to get here because the devil has been trying to really push his negativity on a lot of positive people that mm-hmm. me and Robin network with. And it's been a crazy, yesterday was really crazy, and I couldn't wait for this day to get here. So now it's here. So now I'm ready to have a good night and the rest of my week and next week and the week after that mm-hmm. and the week after that, so on into the future. So, again, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show. I want to thank everybody for taking time out of their schedule, being on the show. I also want to thank Dr. Pastor Sandra Jefferson for taking time out of her schedule and being here on the show. And also want to thank Lady Von Sell for taking time out of her schedule and being here on the show. And a little story about Lady Von Sell. She sent me her music, and usually when I get a lot of music in my email, I usually tend to wait a couple of days before I go back to it. And this particular day, it was like, open that email up and see what's being sent to you. And as soon as I opened it up, I saw that it was, you know, gospel. I reached right back out to her. I said, "Look, I want to get you on my show. Can I get you on the show? I'm starting a new show. I want to get you on the show." And here she is, just
Amen.
Being obedient.
Amen. Amen.
So what we're going to do, Lady Vaughn, I'm sorry.
I just said I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, go ahead and shout your song out, and we're going to get into it right now.
I want to say congratulations to all the colleagues that's on. I saw my friends on the flyer, the Melotones. I do know them personally. We've worked together mm-hmm. across the years. But to shout out my song, my new song, tomorrow night, I want to plug this, tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. on Facebook Live, we will be presenting the concept video that goes with the song No Weapon. This is From Then to Now, Volume 2, which consists of 10 songs, but No Weapon is the lead song for that project. Ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. No Weapon by Lady Von Sell Belcher is available at all of your digital outlets. Listen and enjoy.
Amen.
All right. I just want to shout out a good friend of mine, Candace Adams, is tuning in from the D.C., Maryland area. Thank you for tuning in, Candace. And she said, hello, Robin.
Hi. No weapon that formed against me shall prosper. Oh no. No weapon that formed against me shall not prosper. This I know, it may come to steal my. It may come.
All right, it's no weapon.
Not one.
Go ahead, Robin Lynn. You know how we do it.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow is what I say. Don't get me started.
It just won't work. Woo! It just won't work. It just won't work.
DJ Devo.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it took me back to my childhood years when I'm growing up in the church and seeing my mom and the choir sing. And I grew up in going to First Pentecostal Church of the Firstborn, and that just really took me back. You know, it really took me back, and it's a good time because I really needed that. I really needed it. I thank you for that. I think you know, they say God works in mysterious ways, and I think that Brother Sean was just talking just a few minutes ago and was saying how he felt like he was being under attack. And I was just thinking when he was saying that you know, this today has been a challenging day for me as well, and I do know that the devil, he comes at you all kinds of ways, especially when he feels that you're at your weakest point. And if he can't get to you, he'll get to somebody else. Did somebody else get to you?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that was the message today. My message was, I know, if I can't beat you out, I know somebody that got my back. And my father told me that ain't no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I think that was confirmation for me hearing that. Thank you again.
Oh, yeah. To me, it needed to be longer.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
That is the radio version. My live track version is longer. The song was longer, but with a radio, we cut it shorter to try to stay within that minute range. But again, I say tomorrow night, don't miss it. It is a concept video that is out of this world that matches that
amen.
Song that we will be releasing on Facebook Live tomorrow night at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And No Weapon is the song for me for this day and time. No weapon, no matter what is going on. We just have to keep our faith in God and keep moving on. It may form. It may form, but it won't prosper. It won't work.
Dr. Pastor, you want to comment on the song?
Oh, I love that. I was in here dancing. I don't know. Y'all didn't see my feet moving.
All right. There you go with that leg. There you go with that leg.
I promise you. And that's why, see, also in the spirit realm, weapons of praise, that's a weapon. Praise is a weapon. And the enemy comes in like a flood. God will lift up a standard against him. So when you start praising God, that's still a weapon that you're using against him. And that's why he said, no, when she was singing, no weapon, I don't care what it forms, he made the blacksmith. So he knows how to take it down. And then he turns around and tells us, every tongue that rises against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Why? Because this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and his righteousness is of me, said the Lord. That they're supposed to form, but they won't take prosperity or prosper in your life. Why? Because you know who you are. I'm glad that he said that about when he grew up in the church that he went to, and hearing even the style of music that she put to that song was the that hand clapping, toe tapping, quartet style of music, you know, and you could hear exactly what she was saying verbatim, even though it was background. Some songs, I like the oohs and the ahs and ohs, but listen, give me the word. Tell me what you're talking about so that I can get ministered to, because I can do oohs and ahs myself. That's not going to help anybody. But when you tell them not one weapon that's been formed against them shall prosper, it just won't work. It's just not going to happen. So I was praising him because I know that I know that no matter what we go through and what we deal with in this life and day, that we're victorious because God has given us the victory. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph and give us victory through Christ Jesus. That's what I have to say about that. That our weapon, it's spiritual, but it's also a praise that you can give, a spiritual weapon of praising God, blessing God, honoring God, loving God. Yeah, you're supposed to be really out of it, and here you're standing up shouting and dancing and praising God and giving him the glory, about to get put out the house, got put out, living in motel, still praising God, still loving God, family and friends show themselves untrue, still praising God, loving God, body acting up, still praising God, loving God, can't, like the old folks say, if I can't say a word, I wave my hand. Getting hit on every side. Can I kind of share just two things? I did something on spiritual warfare one time at a women's conference. I talked about a guerrilla warfare. That's used to hit and run. Tactics by small mobile groups or irregular forces. They just hit and run. That's that guerrilla warfare. Then there's the spiritual warfare, the comic war of good and evil. That's the spiritual, the battle that fights daily between us, between God and Satan, between Christian church and the world system. And then you have this, what they call the warfare of weapons of mass destruction. That's the nuclear, the radiology, and the chemicals and the bios and weapons that's like to kill and bring significant harm to large numbers of human beings. We're dealing with all of that now today. But not one of them is going to work but the spiritual one that comes from God. That's why he said stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, but stand therefore, after you've done all, stand, putting on the full armor of God. You can't see these armors because they're spiritual armors. But when you got that helmet of salvation, that enemy can come and say all kind of stuff to you, but your helmet is on of salvation, and you know that you've been delivered. You know that you've been saved. You know that you have that protection. I just kind of wanted to share that just a little bit. I told you, don't poke me. If you poke me, it's coming out.
Lady Vaughn, let everybody know where they can find you at on the, social media, where they can find and find your music as well too.
My music is available on all digital outlets. You name it, it's out there. Just Lady Vaughn Sil Belcher is my Twitter. Across the board is Lady Vaughn Sil Belcher. LinkedIn, everything is Lady Vaughn Sil Belcher. That's where my media, all my media outlets. And if you would like physical copies, you have to inbox me or contact me. My physical copies should be in the next week or so. Also, I will have physical copies of my new concept video that's being released on tomorrow night. For booking, you can contact me, and I will put you in touch with the agency that handles my booking, and I handle some of it as well. You can contact me at 678-994-1663. That's 678-994-1663, and I look forward to coming to city near you. I look forward to coming to your city real soon. And again, amen. Thank you so much for this awesome platform and for the encouragement. And I want to encourage the young man. I was reared up in a Pentecostal church as well. And the seed has been planted. And all we have to do is just go forth and minister to the people with the ministry that God has given us. All our ministries are unique in their own right. But as long as it reaches someone, and our main ultimate goal is souls, we are on our way.
Amen.
Well, Lady Vaughn Sil, you're welcome to stay on with us a little longer if you want to. We still got Dr. Pastor Sandra Jefferson song to play as well. If you would like to hear that, you're welcome to stay with us.
I will be right here to support.
All right.
God bless
appreciate
you.
Dear.
Thank
yes.
you so much.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Good night,
oh,
everybody. Thank you.
DJ Debo, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, because I know DJ GQ, he has a gospel show that he does on Sunday. So on his behalf, you can talk on his behalf as well, too, brother, if you want to.
Okay. I'll start with my brother first. He has a gospel show every Sunday on Facebook Live. North Carolina, 4 o'clock gospel show. You can follow him at Harold Thompson, Harold Thompson on Facebook. DJ GQ Productions at gmail.com. As for myself, you can find me on Facebook at Debo Taylor L. IG is Debo the Pro, DEBODAPRO. That's at IG. You can find me at World Play DJs. You can find me at, catch me at Live 99.9 WJCB, Evansville, Indiana, at doing the Quiet Storm Radio, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Wherever my brother need me, I'm there. So send me a smoke signal, email, get with me.
All right. My tag team partner in crime is always Miss Robin Lynn Maven.
Yes, amen. You can find me everywhere. Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Tumblr, everywhere at Robin Lynn Maven. And right here at the Hilltop Radio Show, of course. Mm-hmm. And I want to let everyone know that the Hilltop Radio Show plays every night on Vibes Live Radio at 11 p.m. and 11 p.m. Pacific and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every night.
That's right. And you guys are also in for a treat tonight. I'm going to call her my mentor as well, too, Dr. Pastor Sandra Jefferson is a original Soul Train dancer. So that's why I was getting on her a while ago about throwing her leg up. I always get on her about throwing her leg up because she hurt herself last week, and I got on her about throwing her leg up too high in the air. So I want to, welcome you, Pastor, thank God for Robin for, introducing you to me, and it's been uphill from there. You always accepting our call when we need you, and
it's such a blessing to be on your broadcast, to be able to say some encouraging words. We all go through. Don't let titles and positions fool you. It's from the White House to our house. Everybody goes through something and needs some encouragement and need their confidence built up and to increase their faith and add to their faith. And while we're going through it, we cover one another. We say a prayer. They went to the man to pray. Men ought to always pray. Luke 18:1. Always pray, and pray ye one for another. I may not know your situation. You may not know mine, but just know that as long as we're in this world, we're going to go through something. But we have to trust and believe that God is with us and to bring us out. So it was a blessing that Rob Lynn, which is my executive producer for a lot of things that I do, and I can only do it by the grace of God. And been writing songs for years, going on 40 years in ministry. And I'm not tired yet, I'm not sleepy, I'm not tired. I'm still excited from like the day one that he saved me. And that's why I can identify what pain is. I can identify what struggle is. So, and know from coming from a wheelchair to walking again, to, you know, to being homeless as a pastor, and then having a place again, to know some things we do ourselves ain't got nothing to do with the devil. Let's just be honest, some things, you know, we lean to our own understanding and not trust the Lord and acknowledge him in all our ways so that he can direct our path. So some of the songs I've written, some of the songs I've recorded, some of the songs I let other people record came from my heart, came from experience, came from a life of testimony where God has brought me from and where God has taken me to in him to be a wise soul winner, you know, and that's what it's about. It's about helping each other to lift up our head, like he said in Psalms 27 and Psalms 24. It said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Don't bow down your head no more after today. Keep your head lifted up. That's what your broadcast is. It's called uplifting worship. So uplifting worship, that means your head is lifted up. It is not bowed down. So as you're reverencing, and as we're reverencing, and as we're worshiping God, and generally worship like you're down on your knees laying flat before us, but sometimes it's just the act of worship and reverencing. I appreciate God saving me. I thank God for saving me. I didn't grow up in church. I wasn't brought up in God's house. I didn't know about Sunday school, Bible study. I never heard the name Jesus before. I was lost. But he had somebody from Soul Train to get saved and prayed for me and interceded so that I would be saved. That's why you know where people come from. Before you start trying to judge somebody, you have no idea and no clue where they come from, where God brought them from. That's why I call worship is a beautiful and powerful reality of understanding that it is from God's perspective. We can look at our own perspective, but the results that come from worshiping, lifting up your head, the results that come from thanking him, blessing him, it's so extravagant. The respect that we have for him and admiration that we have as we are devoted to him, it's what they say, it's unquestionable.
All right.
So to come on your program to be a witness, to be one that's what they say, not hiding anything, not trying to be more than who I am and what I am, I pay a price. Nobody gave me anything. I pay a price for this, and it's worth it. It's worth it to see his face one day.
All
it's
right.
Worth it to bring somebody else out of darkness into his marvelous light. It's worth it to see and to hear you be encouraged, and the young man that's on the line, and to hear her song. It's worth it. I came into an environment with you guys. Not just me. I came into an environment that's a blessing to me also. So
right.
I just wanted to say that. And Rob Lynn, too, that's my friend there. Thank God for her. We just don't let her sing all the time.
Right. Go ahead, Robin.
I was just going to say, no, I'm going to sing to y'all. I don't mind.
Now let's get into a quick commercial, and we'll be right back here on the Uplifting Worship Radio Show. I have another special guest that's on the line with us as well. We'll be right back.
Amen. Have you lost your phone service? Now there's a new alternative to the large phone providers. Texans now have a better choice in phone service. Everybody's Phone Company. The best prepaid phone service in Texas. Everybody's Phone Company will get your phone turned on with no deposits, no credit checks, no ID, no social security questions, and absolutely no hassle. They have unlimited local calling, toll-free calling, 911 emergency access, collect calling, and free long distance, and much more. For more information, information about Everybody's Phone Company, go to everybodysphonecompany.com. Again, that's everybodysphonecompany.com. Or you can call Everybody's Phone Company at 713-268-1610. Again, that's 713-268-1610. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas that is renewable on a monthly basis. The new alternative to the large phone provider. So don't go without phone service. Contact Everybody's Phone Company.
All right, you guys, welcome back. This is the Uplifting Worship Radio Show with yours truly, DJ Sean, along with Robin Lynn Maven, Dr. Pastor Sandra Jefferson, Lady Vonsell Bletcher is one of our special guest artists here tonight on the show, DJ Debo, and also want to welcome this young lady. She is a mentor and a coach. She's an entrepreneur. She has two awesome books you guys need to go and check out. She'll let you guys know where to go get them at. And this is my good friend, Miss Sharon May King. Sharon, welcome to the show, and thank you for being a part of the show. You there,
Hi,
Sharon?
Good afternoon, everyone.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Good evening.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. Oh, I thank you, and I appreciate you, Sean, so much, and I thank you for having me on your show. And I just want to say I was so moved and so in worship from the beginning of the show in prayer and everything else. And sometimes today I needed that. I needed that today. I was listening to your show. Thank you. God bless you more. And my son called me because his friend passed away. And my son is 25 and he was crying. And I got off from listening to the show and I was talking to him for a while. And I got back on the show and I heard the minister preaching again. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Sharon, tell a little bit about your journey. You know, just a little bit, your book that you wrote about your journey, where can people go and get it at? And, you know, a little bit about you. You know, you have a show as well, and when, you know, where they can go and catch your show at and, as well, too.
Okay, thank you. I am Sharon May King. The name of my company, Sharon King Worldwide. Sharon King Worldwide is one name. I interview authors on my show. I write books. I also, in the segment of helping children, write children books. I have three children books that's going to be out on the market soon. I'm pushing for children to write books because I need children to read more. They're not reading as much as they used to. And so if you could have a child write his or her own book, that it will empower a child to do so much, build self-esteem, you know, so much. And that's where I'm basically focusing on, empowering children, empowering adults, and writing books and telling their story and telling their journey. The name of my book is This Is My Introduction From Me to You Remember Me, and it could be bought from my website at Sharon King Worldwide, or it could be bought on Amazon. When you purchase the book from my website, you get an autographed copy from me, and I mail it to you. I also have a podcast on Anchor. It's on Google, on Apple Podcasts. It's on 9 different stations that you could listen to my podcast. When you go to my website, it links you to all my social media contact, my Facebook, my LinkedIn, my Twitter, my Instagram. So everything is connected from my website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sharon, I met you, 6 years ago, 6-7 years ago?
Oh, my goodness. More than that. Let me see. About over, almost going on 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been on her journey that long. I just want to throw this out real quick. Lady Vonsell, Dwight of the Melatones, he's not going to be with us tonight. He had a family emergency. One of his cousin he said his cousin passed away, fell to death at work. So keep Dwight Clayton of the Militones and his family in y'all's prayers tonight. You know, so make sure you guys keep them in their prayers. So I just wanted to throw that out there to y'all. He just texted me and told me, so we'll have him back on.
Would you mind
next week?
Would you mind that we have a word of prayer?
For, yeah, go ahead.
Even for her, for, even for the Sharon's son. I know that's hitting the young people just as hard. Amen. Father, we do thank you for your kindness, your goodness. And we come, Lord, touching and agreeing, because you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of us. And if any two of us would ask anything, whatever we bind on earth, you'll bind it in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth, you'll loose in heaven. When you said you'd be in the midst of us, you didn't say what state of mind we'd be in. You didn't say what condition we'd be in. But God, you promised to be in the midst of us, God. I pray for the families, God, the lost loved ones, God, the ones that have had tragedy to come into their lives, God, the young people that are being shot, that are being killed, the young people that are dying early deaths, Father God, and praying for his family member that had died on the job, God. I pray that, God, Lord, there would be a unity with the family, God. Let them all come together in oneness, Father God, Lord, to do the necessary things that needs to be done, God, for them in the name of Jesus. Supply and every need, God, meet every need for the families right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, and I pray, God, Lord, that they don't grieve as if they don't know where they've gone, God, but they would, Lord, take their grieving to another place, God, where that they will start thinking you, God, Lord, for the help that you're going to send their way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, God, we plead the blood of Jesus that it covers and shield their families and shield ours just as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sharon, also, you have a book club. You also help authors get known worldwide as well on your platform, correct, Sharon?
I do yeah. help authors, especially new authors. You know, you write a book, you don't have your target audience, you don't have a spreadsheet of how much you're bringing in every month. So I do help new authors get on the roll and give them what it is that they need to start off their business. I do that. And I also have a segment coming up on my Facebook. It's going to be my first time using Facebook Live on the 22nd of August, I believe, at 3 p.m. But that is paid for. That is paid for.
Right.
So you can reach me by my website. You could email me from my website, or you could email me directly at god0777@yahoo.com. I am here. And I apologize. I didn't even say hi to Robin.
Robin's all here.
Yeah, hi, Sharon.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for coming on the show, as always. We love you so much.
Oh, I love you guys. Yeah. Too. I love you, and I thank
she
you.
Just,
and I thank you.
When Sharon comes on the show, she changes the whole vibe. Her presence is just like, wow, it's like woosah. Yeah.
She's a sweetie.
Amen.
You know,
right.
Thank you. I love being on all your shows, but something about this one tonight, I don't know if it's the prayer that's getting me tonight. I haven't prayed in a while like I needed to, and that really brought me back centered. Thank you.
Question.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. I need your Yahoo page again, your Yahoo email. I'm trying to write down different ones and their information.
We'll make sure you get all her information passed, Dr. Pastor.
Sure.
Yes,
sure.
Ma'am.
Because, you know, I have about five books on Amazon.
Yeah.
Very
Devo,
trying
saying,
to put them out there.
DJ Devo, you were saying something?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask either one of them, could they point me in a direction for to have, I've written a book, and I needed to be formatted and edited and formatted. Can you point me in a direction?
that would be Sharon.
I apologize. Can you say that again?
I have a book that I've written, and I just need to have it edited and formatted. Can you point me in a direction?
Yes, I work with an editor, and I she's phenomenal. I know her for about 15 years. Yes. I will, after the show, just contact me, and I will give you the information that's needed.
Deba.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You're talking to a star.
Okay. I hear you. I ain't starstruck tonight. I'm over that.
No. You a brother. She's a star.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a conversation for later.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. So Sharon, again, thank you, sweetheart, as always. You motivate me. You're always there for me. You talk to me and you know, get me motivated, you know, and just your presence is always welcome with me, so thank you.
You're very welcome, and Debo, I'm so glad that you connected with my brother as a publishing company and an editing company.
I can't hear you.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, something in the background. Somebody's music is in the background.
Radio or something.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Sharon. I'm sorry.
No, Debo, what I'm saying to you is I'm glad that you mentioned that because my brother, I work with him closely. He has a publishing company and an editing company. So please contact me and I'll refer you to him.
Yes, ma'am. I certainly will.
Thank you.
Most certainly will. Thank you.
Amen.
You're very welcome.
Right, this is the Uplifting Worship Radio Show. I want to thank everybody that's tuning in worldwide. I mean, we got Chesapeake, Virginia, Portland, Oregon. We got New Jersey. We have, Robin, do you see the globe going? Singapore. Everybody around the world is tuning in right now.
It's making me dizzy. I went from Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma.
Yeah, London, England. Yeah, there's a lot of people tuning in to this broadcast, which is a worldwide broadcast. Go ahead, Robin. Yeah.
All around the world, people are tuning in. It's just amazing. I'm just amazing. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
South Dakota just popped up. Yeah. South America, Asia, Europe. Yeah. South America, Central America. Yeah, a lot of people. Iowa just popped up as well, too, in the States. Okay. So I want to do this. Let's go back to our old school throwback song of the night, and we'll be right back with the Uplift and Worship Radio Show, and then we're going to jump into Dr. Pastor Sandra Jefferson's new single, which we're going to release it here on the show tonight for you guys. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
It's all right. I must hold on to God. I'm coming up, Lord.
Oh yeah.
I'm coming up, Lord.
Favorite songs right there, Rough Side of the Mountain. All right, Dr. Pastor Sandra Jefferson, tell us a little bit about you and the song that you are going to be introducing us tonight here on the show. Again.
Oh my God. Like I said, thank God again for the opportunity to speak. And if I'm not talking loud enough, I can get a little louder to share his goodness and his mercy. And even through trials, even through being processed, because we go through process a lot of times. And process don't feel good. It don't look good. But you have to endure the process in order for the promise to come forth out of it. And then the characteristics that God makes inside of us or cause allowed to be inside of us to change our nature, just like we become a new creation, a new creature, after we accept Christ and know that old things have passed away and All Things Become New. I've been doing ministry for 40 years now. And I used to dance on Soul Train for about 6 years in the 70s when they first came out here in California. And being young, having a baby out of wedlock, being out on my own at 15 with a one-month-old, I experienced a lot. I endured a lot, from the drugs, the alcohol, to the angel dust, cocaine, help making it, help selling it, help using it, flipping out in mental hospitals and jails. And that's why they say, is there anything too hard for God? There's nothing too hard for God. If people lose hope, they don't believe. But you got to believe God. And I didn't know God to even know that he would do this change, a great change in me. It was just like it was yesterday, and somebody took the time to pray just for me so that I would be saved. And been running for God ever since. I love music. I love music because I was a dancer, so I danced. I would travel dancing. I would sing background behind a band. I couldn't sing then, but now God given me to sing for him. And to minister, I don't call it singing, I call it ministering, ministering tool, for, a vessel for him. And I have 4 children. I have about 16 grandchildren, a few great-grandchildren. And it's just been a lot of tests and a lot of ups, a lot of downs, but yet and still, that's why I came to the conclusion that God will give you beauty for your ashes. He'll give you oil of joy for your mourning. He'll give you a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He will appoint this unto you. No matter what we go through and what we deal with, God is still there. And he's a very present help in the time of trouble. If anybody is in trouble at anywhere in this world, he's right there in it with you. He's right there for you. You may not know him. You may not know him. You may not have never accepted him. I heard the young lady saying it's been a while since she's prayed. But you know what? God don't look at how many times it is. He don't even care about if we do the ritual, the same prayer over and over and over again. What he care about is your heart. Is your heart right? Do you love him? Do you love others as you love yourself? If you love God with all your heart, all your strength, that's why he said, don't render me your garments. In Jeremiah, don't give me your things, your stuff. I don't need that. Give me your heart so I can create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit in you. So God had to do some changing with me. I was an angry person. I was doing the drugs. I was flipping out in hospital, mental hospitals, in jail. But God did a change, and he did an awesome work in me, for me, and through me so that I can teach my children and my grandchildren about this merciful God that loved me when I didn't love myself, that healed me, caused me to forgive others and forgive myself. See, a lot of times we don't forgive ourselves. We're hardest on our own self. But now that I learn the word and make it applicable and apply it to my life, I'm just happy-go-lucky all the time. You wouldn't know I don't look like what I just come through. Last year during the pandemic, I wind up living from motel to hotel, motel to hotel. And now that's over, that season. Now God has done a great work and still doing a great work. So I can tell somebody that he will bring you out. And he'll give you beauty for ashes. He'll give you beauty for ashes. That's what I wanted to share. And to be on the broadcast, to tell the world what a merciful God that we serve, what a loving God that we serve. And God does not change. He doesn't change for anybody. He stays the same. But if you wait upon you and be of good cheer, and he'll strengthen your heart. And he'll heal you. He'll heal of that pain or that hurt or that emotion, you know. And when people walk away and people don't show up when they say they're going to show up and do things that they say they're going to do, and you know they can help you. But sometimes God don't let it be that way. He wants to be the one. Like you said, no weapon formed against you in Isaiah 54:17, but also in Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my right hand, saith the Lord. After you suffered a while, we're going to suffer, but I will perfect you. That means I will mature you, and I will strengthen you and help you and establish you. So I thank God for all that he's done and what he's yet doing in my life. I've written 5 books, one called Help a Little Sister Out. Ain't nobody got time for that. One from Soul Train to the Pulpit, Some of My Life. The other is Help a Little Sister Out. I just finished a movie. It took me 5 years. I wrote, cast it, and filmed it. So that movie is ready. It's an hour and about 10 minutes. Then I have a book called Titles Versus Testimony. Titles can diminish, but your testimony stands the same. Like they said, Pharaoh had a title, but Moses had a testimony. Satan got a title, but Jesus got this testimony that he lived forevermore. Satan won't live forevermore. Titles versus testimony. And another one, I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. And before I take it back, I'll add more to it. Rob Lynn also is working with some of my product, Spiritual Warfare Calendar, Spiritual Warfare T-shirt. I've been busy. My YouTube channel is Sandra Jefferson. You can hear some of my messages that I preach on there. I minister on there at various churches. After I stopped pastoring my own church for 10 years up in Victorville, the high desert Apple Valley, I started traveling, and from the Hispanic to the Korean churches, all cultures, the African-American church, African churches, all cultures. The word is the same. It doesn't change anywhere. It's the same. And God has no respect of person, nor nationality. So I just kind of want to share some of those things with you. And this song, Beauty for Ashes, it took me 5 years to complete. So sometimes I kind of break a little bit in this song because it's that close to me, and I pray that it will be dear to you also. And Rob Lynn can tell where the different digital release is going to be on. I know it's August the 8th when this song will be out on the air. Amen.
Amen. Me and you, we keep old Robin Lynn busy, boy. She don't have a chance.
Oh, yeah,
keep
her busy.
She keeps me busy. She's like, I'm getting ready to go make a sandwich. You better go ahead and make it real quick. Get you a peanut butter jelly sandwich. You ain't making no ham and cheese and lettuce and tomato and all that. And, peanut butter and jelly, something easy and quick. And get right on back on this phone.
Yeah, she's a busy one.
Oh, yeah.
Right. 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
That's right. I beat her to it this morning. I got her before she got me calling me early in the morning, asked me, get up. I said, get up, Santa Claus. Wake up, Santa Claus.
Okay.
She's one that will wake you up. I promise you.
Oh, yeah.
I say not this early, Rob Lynn. Not this early. Me and the Lord still conversating. That yeah.
I thank God for her.
She is my executive producer on some of my projects, and I thank God for her. It's not about the money. I want to please, let me say that this is not about the money. This is about ministering. I give away more than I receive because God takes care of me. It's about ministering to your spirit, man, to your life, to your emotions, to give you a hope and an expected end. Because he said, if a tree get cut down, will it sprout again? Yes, it will. At the scent of water, You bring some water by a tree that's been like dried out, and you'll start seeing some little roots start popping up and leaves and things. Why? The water is the word of God, the washing and renewing of our minds. That's why he said the Lord will sustain, he'll refresh us, he'll strengthen us, even on our bed of language, you know, lavish. When we're sick, he'll transform it. You know, and the Lord will turn and change that thing. He'll do a shando and turn stuff around so fast. And you'll be saying, wait a minute, I don't even feel that anymore. I don't even look like that anymore. Why? Because you don't look like what you've been through. That's how awesome God is. Ricky Lake can't make a makeover like God can.
Yeah.
That's right.
I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, Robin beats the rooster. And he was like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to do that, not you.
Yeah, she's up. She's
so
up. I pray that they enjoy the song. Also, again, I enjoyed each person that has come on already, and even the questions that they've asked and the information that they've shared.
All right, go ahead and shout your song out, Pastor, and we get it on the air live.
Beauty for Ashes. That's the name of the song. The song God gave me, Beauty for Ashes. It's also scripture in the book of Isaiah, the 61st chapter, verse 3, that I will appoint unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, so that they would be called the trees of righteousness and glorify God. Beauty for ashes. That's my song.
God said in Isaiah 61 verse 3, it says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Wait on the promises of God.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Uplifting Worship Radio Show. That's Dr. Pastor Sandra Jefferson here live with her show, with her song. Okay, Robin Lynn Maben, Buzz Live Radio. I am streaming Seattle, Washington. Talk to us.
It's just always amazing to witness a move of God and then to be able to capture that and to be a part of it going out all over the world. I'm just really honored and personally touched and inspired. So thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
All right, Lady Marcel Belcher, what do you think, sweetheart?
Yes, it's like a sermon and a song. It reaches, and I like that it has that smooth groove to it. I think we all should create songs where we can just go in different venues and just be able to. I could just see her on a cruise ship singing that song. Yeah.
God bless you. You know why I'm laughing? Because I don't do water like that. My daughter be saying, Mom, you need to go on a 5-7 day.
She can go into the nightclubs and the bars. And I have a jazz cut. It's like that. I have a couple of cuts. I'm a traditional drive singer, but I have a lot of things that soften up. So because that's what we want to do. We want to go into all the world.
The world. That's right. That's right. Thank you so much.
I definitely will play it.
Amen.
Well, Lady Von, so I'll make sure that Robin gets your song so she can put it on her gospel network, Jesus in the Morning, as well. Yeah.
Amen.
I appreciate it because I think, like I said earlier, the world right now needs to know. No weapon. I tell myself every day. I've never recorded a song that I sing as much as that song. That song sings in my spirit. When I wake up at night, it's singing in my spirit. And it's just letting me know that no matter what, just stand
no
firm,
matter what.
Keep the faith. No weapon formed against you will prosper.
That's right.
DJ Devo.
Inspirational. Right. So all I can say is it's inspirational. And again, I know I say this a lot with some of the music that we have that we listen to and have on the station. But that right there, and along with No Weapon, those two songs has never been more needed than right now.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
I guess we just need to set up a cruise, DJ, and just throw you in the middle.
You'll throw me in the middle.
Set up a concert and put you in the middle, you know, aren't you a rapper or not?
Oh, no. I can.
No, I thought you were. My bad. I can, but
I'm a turntable musician.
I love Holiva.
Y'all gonna have to lay hands on him because he like them cigarettes. I'm telling on you.
Somebody would lay hands.
Ain't nothing too hard for God. Nothing. When I say nothing, if I tell you that he took that taste away from me so fast that I had never done it before. That's the way it is. When he does it, it's a done deal. It's a thing I wrote. Go ahead.
Until then, we're going to love you right through it. We're going to love you right through
Oh, yes.
Please do, because I need
your
some help.
If it's your desire, God will give it to you.
Leave him alone.
In Jesus' name.
It's a little, in the name of Jesus, there's a little little poetry that I had wrote in this called A Place Called There. God said, I'm trying to take you to a place where you've never been to experience something you've never experienced, to do what you've never done, to receive what you've never had. So I've got to take you to a place that you have never been to receive what you never had, to do what you've never done, and rejoice in what you've experienced and celebrate that you are not who you were. So always be yourself, because people that accept you, they matter. But people that don't accept you, they really don't matter. So don't let the enemy steal your today because of complaining about your yesterday. Coming together is the beginning. Working together is progress. Keeping together is success. It's called teamwork will make the dream work. And be committed to a perspective exchange for change. Power conceives nothing without a demand. So in happy moments, we're going to praise God. In difficult moments, we're going to seek God. In quiet moments, we're going to worship God. In painful moments, we're going to trust God. And in every moment, we're going to thank God. Always remember that all words you blow up and all praise you swell up. But if you mix them both, you're going to grow up a place called there.
Mm-hmm.
Profound. Very profound.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. I just want to do this real quick. Next Wednesday night, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, the uplifting worship radio show, we're going to be welcomed with the Sounds of Blackness, international Christian hip-hop artist William Starr from out of Norfolk, Virginia. We're going to be our guest artist of next week. My good friend Gary Hines of Sounds of Blackness, I reached out to him, and he was delighted to be on our program. If you guys know about Sounds of Blackness, they're one of the best gospel groups in the world. Yeah. So
yes, they are. Yeah.
He said, sure, DJ Sean, I got you, brother. So he'll be here with us next Wednesday night for some new Randy P. We'll have part of Randy P's ministries from out of...
Wow, you know what, brother? I was just getting ready to say that just a minute. You read my mind at the time. Great minds.
Yeah. Are you talking about Randy P?
Yeah, you know, that's I grew up with Randy. We had the same mentor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I met Randy. We used to go to the same church back home in Maryland. Yeah, New Dimensions. Bishop Abbott. Yeah, it was a preceder of the
church. Jersey Road?
Yep, Jersey Road. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I've been there a couple of times. Nice church.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. So one more time, Lady Von Cell, where can people follow you at, and where can they get your music at? One more time, please.
You can get my music on all digital media outlets, and if you would like a physical copy, please contact me. That be the video, concept video, or the hard copy of the title of my new project is From Then to Now. This is Volume 2, From Then to Now, Volume 2. I just went back in my library, pulled out 30 songs from the library, and it's the music from back in the day, and I'm adding one new song to each volume. So Volume 1 is already out there. This is Volume 2, and Volume 3 will be forthcoming. You can reach me on all media outlets, Lady Von Cell Belcher. Also, if you would like to call me, 678-994-1663. That's 678-994-1663. And if you are an artist and would like to submit your music for my radio airplay, submit it to singvonsill@gmail.com. I love you guys, and ain't nothing you can do about it. See you.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you for being part of the show. I'll be in touch with you soon.
All right. I'm here.
All right. All right, DJ Debo, let everybody know where they can follow you at, big brother.
On Facebook, Debo Taylor L. On IG, Debo the Pro, DEBODAPRO. Live 99.9 WJCB, Evansville, Indiana, 12 to 3 a.m., Quiet Storm Radio, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, Mondays through Sundays. Whenever my big brother needs me, here I am.
Oh, yeah. And Devo is a big inspiration to me as well. He's a big brother, as well as a big brother, a brother, and a mentor as well, too. We were on the phone, just a regular conversation ended up to a fellowship last night. Me, Devo, and another artist by the name of Al Davis. We were educating him last night on some things.
3 hours.
That we were
three hours.
Just a introduction on the phone. His music to the DJ ended up fellowshipping for 3 hours on the phone yesterday. Last night. Matter of fact, last night.
Mm-hmm.
Last night.
That's the way God did it.
It was some interesting things we were discussing last night.
Oh yeah, the men can talk like the women too. Like
yes,
you guys can too. We can run our mouths too.
what we want to do, big brother, is to make everyone aware of what we were talking about last night, and I think it's very important.
Yeah, go ahead, Debo.
Those that's out there that's listening, the conversation that we ended up on was Henrietta Lacks. So those of you out there that's listening, Google Henrietta Lacks and read her story. And also, Oprah Winfrey, I think it was 2017, they made a movie about it, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. Read that story. Read it.
Yeah. See, then part of that story, you guys will read that her organs were taken without a consent of the family, and come find out the law says that hospitals can take organs from any person in the hospital without any consent. That's the law. Yeah, so we got all into that. So yeah, you guys check it out, and very interesting. Robin, tell everybody where they can find you at.
Everywhere at Robin Lynn Maben. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Tumblr, SoundCloud, YouTube, everywhere at Robin Lynn Maben. Matter of fact, you don't even have to Google me. Turn on the internet, Robin Lynn is what you get.
Right. Yeah, I just found out today, you guys, that Robin Lynn has 35 credit cards.
I have credit card or debit card known to exist to man.
Yeah, Debo, she got a gold card, triple platinum, diamond, silver, copper, brass, blue, red.
That come from
the Speed Racer edition. I have the Speed Racer Rush edition.
Well, we ain't going to talk about how you're getting them, but them cakes, I'll just say cakes and leave it at that.
Yeah. hey, Devo, you remember the little Velcro wallets with the Velcro?
Yeah.
Yeah, she took her grandson. Yeah, she took her grandsons and went and ordered a billfold that goes all the way to the ground. Yeah, that's all her credit cards right there, 35 of them.
Yeah, I almost have a debit card.
Yeah. But anyway, that's my buddy. I love Robin Lynn to death. She does a... Go ahead, Lady Von Sell. I'm sorry.
I started to put my Cash App out there, but I won't. I'll just wait.
Oh, okay.
No,
you can put it out there.
I do.
Maybe
yeah, because
might drop over.
Yeah, because anybody acquire your song tonight, they got Cash At Me $69.95 and they can get it.
Oh my goodness!
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, that's one of a kind.
That's standard price.
That's right. That's standard price. That's an every night price. That's right. That's right. Your song, too, Pastor Sandra. Your song, too, $69.95. Anybody want it? They can cash out for you right now.
How y'all just tax the guests like that?
Well, no, we do that because when we give them a discount, you get a discount on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
$69.94.
You're getting the word from Dr. Pastor. She's giving you the word.
You're getting
something. Yeah. I'm gonna have her when she come on here next. I'm gonna have her the people all over the world. Soul Trade. That's great.
Don't forget the peace, the love, and soul.
Yeah. I say peace, love, and hair grease, y'all. I say hair grease. Peace, love, and that hair grease.
That is so funny. we didn't get all them products. Sure.
Special question. It's dealing with Soul Train. When they did the recent sitcom show Soul Train show, did they consult with anybody?
There was maybe a handful, but not that many, and they were like the dancers, like in the '80s, not from the '70s. No, that's a lot of the ones from the '70s, like around my time. They were really upset because that's not the way it was. That's not the way it is. So, you know, they didn't really participate in that particular segment of the show. They consulted with a few people, but they were from the 80s. Now, when it first started in the 70s, those are the original. I'm not saying the 80s and the 90s are not the original, but we were the ones that made up the dance depths, the dance moves with our partners. And with one another. So, you know, what people got the next, I mean, and we had partners, but they got the next, they just dance by themselves. That's not dancing. That's not making up routines.
You don't go to
a club and just dance by yourself for a minute. You're going to get a partner in a minute. Somebody's going to ask you to dance. You know, I'm just saying.
Tell everybody what they paid you guys for to dance. Yeah.
Oh, a box of chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken, two pieces of chicken, a biscuit, and you did good if you got a soda on the side. That was, we taped on Saturday morning to Saturday night, almost 9 or 10 o'clock, and we taped Sunday morning to Sunday night, and that's what we got was one box of chicken. Now, later on, there was like when Demeter Joe Freeman did that, I Got You, kicked her leg up when Joe Tex was singing. Her mom got on them to pay her. And then when they started having those to dance on up there on the ramps up there, then they started giving them a few dollars. But basically, when in the 70s, nobody was getting paid. Just a box of chicken. You have to buy your own clothes. Yeah, you buy your own clothes and, you know, and you come. And, you know, and Don Cornelius hand-picked you, like they had an audition at a park, and he hand-picked different ones. I was one that was hand-picked. And I stayed on there close to the 80s, close. I didn't go back after then.
Wow.
I got married and had more children, got saved, and my life turned. It turned for the better.
Oh, they thought it was they had the wardrobe, like they actually had wardrobe.
No,
there.
No. You brought your own wardrobe, and you go change in between tapings. Because we taped at least two shows on Saturday and two shows on Sunday, so that was for the whole month.
Is it true that the dancers weren't allowed to socialize with the artist that was on the show?
Unless they met them outside. That was definitely true. Unless they met them outside at the limo or something and, you know, got in the car with them and left with them. Other than that, they kept that separate.
Oh, wow.
Matter of fact, there's a segment where they had Gladys Knight in the pits and they were asking her questions. I was one of them that asked the question also on that particular show. Like when he comes out and say, you know, is there any more questions? And then, you know, they put the mic to you and they show you asking the question. But other than that, when they done, they go off stage to another area.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, cause I was told that somebody told me this. I don't know how true it is, but if you were caught speaking with one of those artists, you were either fined or kicked off the show or something like that.
I don't know how they can fine you when they're not paying you.
Well, yeah, so obviously that part is not true. And everybody was young.
Everybody was young. Yeah, everybody was young. Everybody that was dancing on the show was young. They were from 15 to 16 to 17. There was really no one on there was 18, 19, 20, 25. No, in the 70s, everybody was young. It was like teenagers. So, you know, it wasn't, I mean, you know, some of the people, their parents was well off, and some, they worked their job. They bought their own clothes. We bought our own clothes, D.C.
Wow.
There's a clipping on my YouTube channel of me dancing. I have beige slacks on with a halter tan top and a reddish gold afro. And me and my dance partner was the ones that made up that dance called the Whack. Doesn't matter who's doing it, we made it up. The original is always the original.
Now, Pastor, Soul Train originated in Chicago, correct? And then moved out to
right, and then they moved to California, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when it came to California, that's when I, you know, heard about the audition, went to the audition. What happened, I was in high school, and I tried out for it to be a cheerleader, and I had a two-month-old baby, and they told me the type of dancing I did, I would be good for Soul Train. And so someone got the information, I went to the audition, and I got picked. And, from then on, I was always on there. I was always on the list. In fact, I would have been on Fame, but I was in Louisville, Kentucky behind a band doing background singing and dancing. When Fame came out, they were looking for, people were telling me they were looking for those that knew how to skate and to be on Fame, which I skated at the skating ring also. I still skate now. At 66, I still skate. I tell them it's just an age. It's just a number. We saved, not dead. I don't know why people think that they should bury us because we saved. I tell them I'm saved, not dead. You can't bury me.
Oh, wow.
That would be my wife.
I enjoy life.
I hear you.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Because I'm going to bowl until I can't bowl no more.
Exactly. I mean, you know, hey, why do we need to... We just go to church and eat and sleep. That's it. Oh, no, that devil is a lie.
Lady, you know, Lily Von Zell, you a bowler?
Yes, sir, buddy.
3-point
right.
Shots.
I put the pressure on them.
I like darts myself. They call me Spear Chucker when I play darts.
I used to say, but I'm afraid I might fall if I try to school. Well, I can't afford
that's why you skate slow and bounce with it. That's all. You ain't got to rush around there with everybody else. You just slow and bounce.
Just roll right on along.
Oh, man.
Just roll right on along. You know, they got the little push things. They got the little push things for the kids to push, and they skate behind it. I said they need to make that for the adults. Just push and roll behind it.
Yeah,
my wife, she does it. She does what they call jam skate. She's been doing this here forever. She's great at it, too.
It's good exercise. It's good exercise. I mean, you know, that dancing is good exercise. You don't care if you go right, to the left, now kick, now walking by yourself. It's good exercise. I mean, you know, you want to stay healthy.
I like that song.
I tell them, whatever song you want to dance to, you dance to it, okay? I can't pick and choose for you. I just know my leg ain't saved. That left leg still, even when I'm preaching, my leg will go up. It don't go that high, but it'll go up.
Yeah, that's why I got to stay away from, I was actually DJing, and, you know, the song came out, song played the song. So I gets out there, and I'm going to cha-cha slide with everybody else, you know, just having a good time, like a family reunion. And you know what it said, kick, now kick. Girl kicked so hard, man, she kicked me in my stomach.
Oh, no.
She kicked me in a place where I folded up for about 3 minutes.
Oh, that's why you don't like that song. I understand. I understand.
I got a question for Lady Von Sell. Now, what do you do about your nails when you throwing them balls down the alley?
Well, I have my nails at a bowling length. I'm not a person that likes the long, long nails anyway.
Okay.
So I keep them at I wear S&S. It's called S&S. And S&S does not break. They stay there. It costs a little more, but that's what I wear on my nails.
How often do you go and bowl?
Well, I practice on Mondays and Fridays, and I leave bowl on Tuesday evening.
Oh, wow. You want to leave.
And I sanction competitive league.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So you deep in it.
That's my sport.
So you be cutting up and everything, huh?
I ain't playing with her.
if we went, we
just go for fun. Like for my birthday in February this year, I had a bowling birthday party, and it was just fun.
You ain't nothing nice at that bowling. I can't get the vision out of my head. I ain't gonna do it.
You have the party. Run. I have the bowling party.
Wow. Okay.
And I have the Soul Train. And I have the Soul Train line, all right? Rob Lynn came.
That's okay.
I have the Soul Train, old school R&B and whatever, and I'll come in there and sing something, Aretha or something like that. I mean, we can do that and still be saved.
I told you we saved, not dead. Why don't we just do it? At first I was afraid. I was petrified. Just thinking I could never live without you by my side. Oh. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong.
Oh.
I grew strong.
So
and I learned how to get along. I will survive.
So that's where Robin gets that song from.
Yeah, that's a song for real.
You telling them all my tricks, Baxter. Be quiet. Be quiet. You showing out.
So Robin, we're going to have to charge you $69.95 to be singing Pastor's song.
Let me tell you, you pulling a Billy Vanilla. She didn't understand what she was saying. She didn't know, y'all. She made a mistake. What she meant to say was...
All right, everybody out there in Hilltop Land, I apologize. We've been doing a Nilly Vanilly on the air. Robin Lynn David has been doing Nilly Vanilly.
Just tell them we saved, not dead. Please tell them we saved. No apology necessary. We saved, not dead. I'm telling you, we're in this world. We may not be of it, but we're in this world. People ought to be able to have fun and laughter, and they ought not judge one another because they're human.
That's right. That's right. That's true.
Because we feed from one another. Why just stay in the closet with it and hide like who you are? I refuse to. I'm who I am. I'm pastor all the time. I'm mom all the time. I'm grandma all the time. I'm a friend at all times. That's who I am.
All right.
And I love God all the time. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. But I know iron sharpens iron.
Well,
I can say I've enjoyed this fellowship tonight. Nice
amen.
Meeting everybody.
Thank you so much. It's
and,
nice meeting
God
you.
God in this season is putting together Kingdom Connections. And I hope we will go forth and stay connected and keep each other lifted up and keep each other in prayer. And I wish everybody the greatest success in all that you set out
to do.
And that God will bless you. And you just move forward with a positive attitude and just do what we do. Let's
thank
stay connected.
You.
I'm on Facebook.
Hit me up in my inbox.
And I'll do the same for you. Thank you for this platform again.
This ain't going to be your last time on here. Trust and believe that.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're surely welcome. No problem at all. All right, well, everybody out there listening, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Peggy, anything you got to say real quick before we get on out of here?
I was going to be really quick. I know I jumped on late, but we were traveling from Tennessee, and I just had to catch the show because air radiator started leaking when we were going down there, and on the way back, you know, I was just like, God, you know, we just said a little prayer and we made it home. But I was just so uplifted just by what I heard. And I just thank you so much and thank y'all. And just thank you because we are truly blessed. And, yes, thank y'all so much.
Mm. All right. Dr. Pastor Sandra Jefferson, can you lead us out in prayer, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Father, we do want to thank you. You said in 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18, you said, in everything to give you thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us. Even when things are not going the way that we feel they should, we still get a positive outcome from you, Father God. You guide us, God. You not only guide us, but you protect us, Father God. You watch over us day and night, God. And I'm so glad that we have a Heavenly Father that sits high and look down low, and there is nothing outside of the scope of you, Father God. You said, who will we liken you to? Who will we compare you to? There's nobody we compare you to. I'm so glad that you know our uprising and our down sitting. You're acquainted with all of our ways, and you know our thoughts from afar off. And God, Lord, there's nothing, God, outside of you that you don't know altogether, Father. You know each person that's on the line. You know all of them one by one across the world, across these airways, Father God. Those that came in on the line at the end, Father God. Those that just got just a little taste, Father God. I'm like this. Just a little devil would do me to help me to make it through prayer. Through my next situation, through my next difficulty. God bless your people, Father God. Continue to give them peace that passes all understanding so that their heart and mind will be stayed on you, Father God. Give them a peaceful state, Father mind, when they lay down tonight, Father God. You said it's vain for us to stay up late at night and eat the bread of sorrow, but you give your beloved sweet rest. Let them keep the confidence that they have in you, Father God, that you that begun this good work in us will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. Continue to keep your angels camped around about us. God, we send back every assignment that has been trying to come and attack our lives, our mind, our spirit, our heart, our families, in the name of Jesus, even our health. We send it back to the pit of hell from whence it comes from, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ in Nazareth, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness of sin is of me, saith God. So God, today, God, what you have birthed and what you have brought forth for people to be encouraged, the people to hold on, to hope and have a joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, and have peace, that peace of mind, the tranquility where that they can be able to endure hardship as a good soldier and stand. Lord, let them not lean on their own understanding, but acknowledge you, and you shall direct their path, Father God. So we thank you for what you've done, what you're yet still going to do. We give you all the glory and honor because you alone are worthy of it as we worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, God, we know the devil is horrified with his imps, and you're going to be glorified. So you have your way in our lives. In the matchless name of Jesus, as we plead the blood of Jesus right now, amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. God bless you all, and thank you again for having me on your show and meeting all of the wonderful people that you have on with you, and all of those that are out on the airways. Let them know that they are what they would say, wonderfully blessed. And beyond the blessings is beyond their boundaries. Because God don't have no respect of person. Amen.
Did you get a chance to listen to Robin's voicemail, Pastor?
No, not. Yes. No. She told me that you wanted to talk to me.
Yeah, well, I'll call you after the show
we'll
go from there. Okay.
Okay, that'll be fine. All right.
All right, I
want
to thank everybody for tuning in. The first show, the Uplifting Worship Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, everybody around the world. Peace, love, and soul.
Amen. God bless you, sir.
But mine is peace, love, and hair grease, y'all.
This is funny. All right. God bless you all.
All right,
love
you
with the love of God.
Night.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
You do the
all
same.
You guys have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Be blessed. Till tomorrow. We'll be
Amen.
Right back
God
here tomorrow
you.
Night on the Traffic Jam Jukebox Radio Show. So you'll see you guys
Amen.
Later on night.
All right. Good night.